the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different objectives of supplication. After we sufficiently discussed the different effects and different aspects of the school of supplication, we now moved on to the different objectives of supplication. We discussed a couple of them, and the third objective which we were discussing was the fact that, as we said, introduction to that discussion, teaching Islamic knowledge depends on explaining different mental and philosophical issues. And these issues, mostly mentally and philosophically, are dealt with in some of the excerpts of the supplications. And this is a really important issue. This requires several volumes to deal with. So this school of supplication that we have, this blessing is a spring of knowledge. So that is why we have in different parts of the supplications, different concepts intellectually and philosophically about different aspects of the universe, specifically the relation between the supplicant and our Lord. The relation between the supplicant and the one who is the creator, the one who is the absolute cause. So we read in supplications, يَا مَنْ دَنِيَ فَلَا شَيْءَ دُونَهُ وَعَلَى فَلَا شَيْءَ فَوْقَهُ. O you who have become so near that nothing is nearer than, and have become so high that nothing is higher than. This expression, يَا مَنْ دَنِيَ فَلَا شَيْءَ دُونَهُ, indicates that he is the one who encompasses everything. This shows that everything in the world is under the control of his power. Nothing could exist or act without his consent. And this fact is called monotheism. So we have many instances of these references to monotheism in different words, expressions, and terminologies in different parts of the supplications.
I remember when I first met you.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. and therefore our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil jawab anjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab anjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the merciful God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as we said, dear listeners, the third objective of the supplication is that there are different issues philosophically dealt with in different parts. And when we say in, for example, Imam Hussein's supplication that says, "Ya man daniya fala shay aduna," O you who have become so near that nothing is nearer than, "Wa ala fala shay afawqa," and have become so high that nothing is higher than, this means monotheism. This is the embodiment of monotheism. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam elsewhere says, "Bika araftuka wa anta dalaltani," O God, I have known you by you. You have guided me to you. وَلَوْ لَا أَنْتْ لَمْ أَدْرِ مَا أَنْتْ. Without you, I will never know what you are. And this means that Allah has given us minds to reason, and He has formed our nature. But He has formed us in a way to seek for Him. This is, as we have seen before, the best kind of reasoning that is offered by the infallible Imams. In fact, one could say no better expression could ever be said by any philosopher. In the 47th supplication of Arafah, we read, "Anta alladhi la tuhad fatakun mahduda." You have no boundary to be limited. "Walam tumathal fatakun mawjuda." You're not visualized, so you are not an object. وَلَمْ تَلِدْ فَتَكُونْ مَوْلُودًا. You have not begotten to be born. أَنْتَ الَّذِي لَا ضِدَّ مَعَكْ فَيُعَانِدَكْ. You are the one for whom there is no opponent to oppose you. وَلَا عِدْلَ لَكْ فَيُكَاثِرَكْ. You do not have an equal to defeat you. وَلَا نِدَّ لَكَ فَيُعَارِضَكْ. So this concept which is referred to in this part, in these expressions, means that the Almighty Allah is the absolute cause. He is the absolute power. And this is the real monotheism that these parts of actually supplications discuss. So any part of the supplications we'll look at, we find one aspect of these concepts being discussed. And this is what we mean when we say that we have a school, and this school is called the School of Supplication. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program,
Take care.
Things always worked for me.